This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the Knox Town Board did not approve a business district proposed at the intersection of Routes 156 and 157 at its July 13th meeting. A public hearing at the Knox Town Hall for the first of three proposed business districts was followed by a tied vote that will stall the decision until next month. Town Supervisor Vasilios Lefkadidis insisted on pushing a vote through despite colleagues asking to hold off until all five board members were present. The Knox Planning Board had previously repeatedly rejected the business district proposal, citing, quote, safety, infrastructure, geology, and lack of demand, end quote. The town board is also considering two other proposed business districts, one on Route 146 near Street Road and Middle Road, and one on Route 157 near Ketchum Road. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. John Campbell reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that the Hudson Valley lawmakers they surveyed have pretty good attendance records this year. Senator George Amador, Republican of Rotterdam, missed 4 days. Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat of Hudson, missed one, while Pete Lopez, Republican of Schoharie, and James Seward, Republican of Milford, had perfect attendance in the last legislative session. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell are ending the bottled water program for Hoosick Falls residents on September 1, 2017. Saint-Gobain and Honeywell poisoned the water there with the chemical PFOA. Saint-Gobain's website says that because on February 7th, the New York State Department of Health announced that the Village of Hoosick Falls public water supply is non-detect for PFOA and acceptable for all uses due to the full-capacity granular activated carbon filtration system, the companies no longer need to hand out free bottled water. Bottled water will be delivered after September 1st to those residents with point-of-entry treatment systems that have not yet been cleared for use by the New York State Department of Health. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.